Bitachon for Life, Shiur number 144, Sunday, Parshas Re'eh. We are talking about practical applications of the first five levels of Bitachon that the Chovos HaVavos discusses. And we started with Mivtach, which means a person trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his best interests in mind, and even if he's afraid that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu might do something not like he wants, so to speak, but still he trusts Hashem, he has his wants and his needs, and he doesn't know if Hashem will give him his wants or his needs, but he trusts Hashem's understanding and Hashem's judgment, and therefore he's not afraid of the future. Not because he's secure that he knows what the future will bring, rather he trusts Hashem that Hashem will do what's best. And we explain that this is the basic lower level of Bitachon. And the truth is, it's really a practical subconscious level, meaning we are faced with many challenges. And sometimes it's difficult to have the proper initial reaction to a situation. A person hears a piece of news that's frightening. It's difficult right away to respond and figure out, I'm relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emir Tzashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me. Sometimes it's difficult to respond like that. So the safest, quickest way to respond to any situation is with Mivtach. Because regardless of what's going to happen, I don't have to do any mental or emotional exercises to figure out what's going to be and if Hashem is going to do it for me, and I don't even have to deserve it, and all the other calculations that we'll Emir Tzashem discuss. I could just go simply and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endless calculations, and therefore I trust Hashem. Afterwards, with a little bit of work, we can grow and go higher and higher in different levels based on the situation that we are faced with. But Mivtach is always a very good first step. A knee-jerk reaction to any situation should be Mivtach. That I don't know what's going to happen, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows best, and he's going to solve it the way he sees fit. And let's just add one more thing. My uncle, Reb Chaim Zev ben Avimaron Halevi, Zecherinu Levracha, said a fascinating thing about Bitachon. He said the most amazing part that he finds in Bitachon is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a calculation for every minute detail that goes on in this world. Every blade of grass, every leaf, everyone you meet, every car on the road, every tiny situation that a person is faced with is all dictated by Hashem. And there's a calculation for every single one. And that's an amazing thing to think about. And when we do think about that, we realize that even though we have a vision of how we think the world should run, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculations are endlessly greater than ours. We can't even fathom what the reason will be for every blade of grass, for every branch, for every leaf that falls where it falls. When you walk on the street and you see a stone, that stone is there for a reason. We can't even fathom that reason. So if we could just understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reasons are way beyond our calculations, it will be much easier to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To realize, even though it seems good, and even though we know what we want, but ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculations are light years ahead of us. And when we internalize that and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculations and love for us are endless, it is much easier to trust Hashem. And that is the basic knee-jerk reaction. Whatever happens, Rachmana Litzlan, I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His calculations are way ahead of mine.